Hey, Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Who's the lovely lady Sam's talking to?
Another applicant for the waitress job.
It's easy for him probably to find somebody to work for the wages he pays you, huh?
With tips, I clear about $500 a week, Clayton.
That can't be right, is it?
I did her taxes.
You mean to tell me that a federal employee entrusted with the most noble and vital service of our society makes less money than some wench who serves beer to slobs on bar stools?
Makes sense to me, Clivy. No, really, I could go up to, 3 days or so without mail.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your
name. Okay, here. Carla, I'd like you to meet Sydney.
Hi.
Sydney's an applicant for our waitress opening. Well, she passed my interview with flying colors, and pending your approval, I'd like to start her this afternoon.
Hmm. Have you had any experience serving the public? You mean dressed? Take a hike, Sydney.
Well, I'll call you this afternoon to see how you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Sam. You're a very nice man.
Well, you're very nice, too, Sydney. You know, I know we've only known each other for a few minutes, but Well, I feel like we've known each other all day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you take care.
You know, Sam, when Diane left for Europe, thank you, God, you promised that you were going to hire an actual waitress, not one of these girls that you love and leave. And they're bad for business. They never last for more than a week, and I end up doing all the work.
Well, that's why I'm allowing you to give your approval before I hire them, but you don't have to be so damn picky.
All I want is someone who doesn't make us both think of the word boob at the same time.
What is this, IBM? Come on, let's not argue about this. I'm sure we can find somebody who's going to make us both very happy. Brenda Wood.
Hi, that's me.
Hi there, Brenda. Come on down here and let's take a look at your application. Oh, well, I see that your turn-ons include banana daiquiris by a fireside and men in tight jeans.
You're cute.
Well, I'm sold. Why don't you just come right over here? Carla, I'd like you to meet Brenda.
Beat it, Brenda.
But Sam...
You heard me, honey. Back to the bimbo union hall.
Gosh darn it, Brenda. I guess Carla just thought you're overqualified. You know what might ease that sting of rejection you're feeling right now? What would happen if I were to slip into some tight jeans this weekend and have you over to my place for a banana daiquiri?
Do you have a fireplace?
No, but I got a sofa that's flammable.
That'd be fine.
All right. You take care now. Bye-bye.
So, search continues, huh, Sammy?
Yeah. Boy, it's tough being me. Okay, Lillian Huxley.
How do you do, Mr. Malone?
Hi there, Lillian. Boy, thank you very much for coming down, but unfortunately, this position has been filled already. Tell you what, though, we'll keep your resume on file just
Freeze,
in case.
Freeze, slime ball.
Yes, Carla?
You lech. This is the best resume I've ever seen. Look at these references. She's been schlepping booze for 25 years.
And my turn-ons include hunting dogs, Thackeray, and a Welsh rabbit.
She's exactly what we need. She's a career waitress.
You are?
Oh, that I am, Mr. Malone. You see, I'm one of those fortunate people who felt the irresistible tug of their true calling early in life. When I was but 18, I filled in one day for a mate at a pub. Excuse me. I realized that day that I could have no happier or a finer destiny in store than distributing refreshments in a public house. Through the years, I've led many a rug aside in a bawdy song, and countless times offered my shoulder to cry on. But never once have I regretted my decision. I shall consider my life well spent if it can be honestly carved on my gravestone. Lillian Huxley never kept a thirsty man waiting for his ale, and she always brought him a wee bit more than a pint.
I'm not too sure I like her attitude.
Oh, Benny, Benny, molto bene.
Certo, signore. Your heat control is over there. And if you need anything, please just call the front desk.
Thank you very much. That'll be all. Grazie, grazie. And listen, 200,000 lira, that's about right, right?
Grazie, signore.
Prego.
Grazie.
Fraser, a letter from Cheers. Oh, wait, it's not a letter. It's a Lillian Huxley's resume. And it's signed, ha ha, you're out of here forever. Always nice to hear from Carla.
Hand me a money. Cheers is thousands of miles away. Why don't we just leave them on the other side of the great ocean, shall we?
Of course. I love you.
Et tu, baby.
Did I just hear you say that you tipped that bellboy 200,000 lira?
Yes, what is that, about a dollar or two? This inflated currency is so ridiculous, I keep expecting a bum to walk up and ask for 1,000,000 lira for a cup of coffee.
You tipped the man $100 to bring our bags 8 feet.
Are you sure? Oh, well, this will get a hearty laugh out of the folks at the Institute.
Just explain it to him. I'm sure he'll understand.
You mean go down there and get it back?
What else, my angel?
Well, these people think so little of Americans as it is.
I'll go.
No, no, no. If I send a woman, they'd think even less of me. I'll do it.
Oh, my brave little twist.
Yes. I guess it's time to nip this thing in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
Come in.
It is all a room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow when the world is free.
Now let's sing Don't Dilly Dally on the way.
No, no, no. I'm tired of that one. How about a little knees up, mother proud?
Yeah!
No, I'm afraid I'm too overcome.
All right, let's sell some beers around here.
All right.
All righty.
Oh, my aching back. My postal career's over.
Ooh. Cliff, you look terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, was today Sears catalog day?
Yeah, and that's not all. Spiegel catalog came out at the same time. Yeah, it's a phenomenon that happens once every 27 years when both marketing strategies are in the same equinox.
Come here, you great silly sausage.
What's going on?
No, no, hush, pet, hush.
Lillian, look.
No, fear not.
Huh?
One, two,
three. Oh. Oh. Hey, Lillian, thank you very much. I feel like grabbing every woman in the joint and just dancing.
Hey, how much to put him back the way he was?
Now, Carl, I've got customers to serve.
Well, Sammy, Lillian's week is almost up. Are you going to be keeping her on? I'm just dying of curiosity.
You're going to have to admit when I'm wrong. She's a terrific waitress. Customers love her. She's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, and the best part is there's no chance of any romantic complications to screw things up.
Oh, God, amen. Boy, no more sex stuff with anybody even remotely connected with this bar.
Promise?
Oh, Carl, on my honor, is a great-looking human being. Anyway, I think I have just seen a woman in whose arms I hope to die. Ooh. Hi, dear. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Sam Malone, the next great love of your life.
I've heard you Yanks were gold.
Oh, my God. You know, you sound exactly like,
Caroline!
Mommy! Sam?
Carla? Your mother never told me she had a daughter.
She never told me she had such a handsome boss.
Oh, shucks.
Caroline's visiting her old mummy for a few days.
Hey, Lillian, you're up here.
Oh, excuse me, dears. I must go and teach this bloke how to play a proper game of darts. I'll be back in an embarrassingly short time.
So, Caroline, how do you like Boston now that you've seen the sight?
I love it.
Sam, can I talk to you?
Not now.
Now.
Carla, I'm on final approach and I've been cleared for landing. You know what I mean?
Call your butt over here now, Sky King.
You excuse me for a moment? Yeah, what?
If you take Caroline out, it's going to go bad like always, and you are going to lose the two best waitresses you ever had.
Carla, I hardly
I'm warning you, Sam. You go out with her and I quit.
Oh, you don't mean that.
Yeah, try me.
Okay. All right. As far as I'm concerned, Caroline's off limits.
That's your brain talking, Sam. I would like to hear from the part of your body that does the thinking.
It's in agreement, too. But I'm sorry to be such a miserable host here. So you're from England, huh?
Yes. I'm just in the States for a few days to shoot a layout for British Vogue.
Uh-huh. Oh, now, wait a second here. I think that calls for a little bit of the old welcome to the U.S. champagne. On the house.
Oh, great.
Yeah, a little of the old bubbly here. So you're a model, huh?
Yes. I do lingerie mostly. You know, teddies, mm-hmm. Merry Widows, garter belts.
Huh?
This is my portfolio.
I'll give you $1,000 for it.
I don't know if I want any of you to look at it. I only brought it in to show Mummy.
Oh, now, come on, you guys. Come on.
Well, I suppose it won't do any harm.
Well, all right. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very interesting shot. I like that one. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice lighting on that one. Bet they use an f-stop on that one, huh? Oh, now, see, I like composition on that. What are those, ducks?
Yes, that's right. Oh, I really didn't want to do this one nude, but you know...
No, I think it's very tasteful. It makes a point, I think.
Sammy, yes.
Oh, thank you, very much, I know. Can you just, give me a second here? I'll be right back. Carla, can I speak to you for a moment here? You remember that conversation we had a minute ago right over there about, me not going out with Caroline? Can we just pretend that whole thing never took place?
You bet. I'll just go pack my stuff. Nice knowing you.
Now, listen. Hey, come on. The lady is coming on to me. If I resist, I could damage some organs here.
I don't care. If you go out with her, I quit.
Okay, all right. Fine. I mean, there are millions of women on this planet. I can certainly forego one of them. Kind of ironic, though, isn't it, that she's the most gorgeous one that I've ever seen? But hey, that's life. All right.
Sam, the champagne is marvelous. You certainly know how to make a girl feel welcome.
Well, no, that's nothing. I do that for everybody.
She's really coming out to Sam, isn't she?
Oh, Sam, that's rich. Sam, you know, your naivete amazes me. What are you talking about? Hey, woman, she's doing all this for my benefit. So she's talking loud so I can hear everything. You know, that woman wants me more than any woman has wanted me before.
Cliffy, sometimes you really scare me.
Sam, mm-hmm. What about this Cape Cod place I've been hearing about? I hear that it's delightful and terribly romantic at this time of year.
Oh, well, you know, I guess it could be, yeah.
Tell me, are there any clothing optional beaches there? I like to get an all-over tan. Oh, I know it's a lot more common in Europe than it is in America, so I came prepared with a bikini. But it's such a skimpy little thing anyway. Carla. I'm having a real hard time with this map. I just can't make head or tail of it. I really don't think I'm going to be able to find my way there.
I'll take you.
Oh, great. What a lovely surprise.
I'll take you. I'll let Carla go and I'll take you. I'll turn this into a self-serve bar and I'll take you.
When did you have in mind?
I'll take you right now, right this very minute. My car is outside.
What the hell is going on?
Carla, I can explain this. I'll take you.
You make me sick.
I know. I'll take you. Listen, Carla, I'm a weak man. Someday I will find a cure for what I have, but please, let me have this.
Oh, Sam.
On. Hey, come on. Don't make me beg. Please. Don't make me beg. Tell your mommy not to make me beg. Please.
Oh.
Is that a yes?
At least she's not Diane. Look, I'll tell you what.
What?
You go tell Lillian that you're going to take a daughter out, and she says it's okay. I'll stick around for a while.
Is that all? Oh, I'll do it. I'll make you so proud of me. Just one more minute. Have one more for the bed, the beach, the road. Lillian, can I see you in my office for a minute?
Certainly. Back in a jiffy, darling.
Oh, super mummy.
Caroline's filling out nicely, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Lillian, I got a problem. In the past, I've gotten into trouble with my waitresses by getting romantically involved with them. Now, you are a fantastic waitress. I do not want to do anything to lose you.
Oh, don't say another word. I understand you completely.
You do?
Of course.
Oh, hey, thank you. I just wanted to get your approval first.
Now, Sam, how can you be so civilized when your very blood is boiling? Don't you think I haven't been feeling the same urges? Don't you think I haven't felt the same unconquerable chemistry? Don't you think denying ourselves hasn't been as treacherous for me as it has for you? That is what you meant, isn't it?
You bet.
Oh.
No. This whole thing just kind of snuck up on me, that's all.
Well, I won't pretend this hasn't happened to me before. Spend any amount of time in a man's presence and I send out a sort of, well, let's face it, erotic signals.
Would you wait here for just a minute? I need to talk to Carla.
Carla?
Yeah, Carla is the person that I usually trust me.
Oh, so Sam, are you ready to take me down to that cape of yours?
One minute, just one minute more.
What happened? And I already know it's bad.
No, it's worse than you think. Lillian thought that I wanted to go out with her. She's sitting in there with a case of third-degree Sammies.
I knew it. You shouldn't have given in.
Don't panic, will you? Just trust me. I can handle this. We need a solution. I can always fall back on the truth, I guess.
Oh, no, you can't do that. If you tell her that you're not interested now, she's going to get hurt and quit. If she gets hurt and quits, I'll be hurt and quit. If I get hurt and quit, then you'll be as good as dead.
Oh, boy, what am I going to do? My mind doesn't work like this. It's trained to get women into bed. What would Diane do?
Talk till we puke.
Problem.
I got it. Lillian is smarter than us, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You go in there and tell her, Lillian, we can't do this because, well, you know.
No, I don't.
No, Sam. That's what you say. She'll think of something and fill in the rest.
Oh, God, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. How does the part go that I say again? Come on.
We can't do this because, well, you know.
No, I don't. I wouldn't be asking you to repeat it if I did. Oh, right. That's perfect.
Sam, my dear, you're damp.
A sweat of passion.
Oh, Sam.
Lillian. Lillian, we can't do this because, well, you know.
Yes, I suppose I do.
You do? Oh, God.
Sam, why are you dancing?
Well, I was relieved that I wasn't the only one who knew why we couldn't do this.
No, I love this job. I need this job. Carla needs me so much. I would miss all these wonderful people. Sam, we must try to preserve a proper working relationship, no matter what the pain.
It's sad. I mean, it's so very sad.
Oh, buck up, Sam. I'm sure it's all for the best. After all, you're young and not so schooled in the ways of love as I. Such a coupling could be fatal. Unfortunately, I've already had two husbands die in bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did they die of?
You child.
Really?
Yes, they fainted, which all my men do. But they never came to.
They fainted? You're saying that that's normal?
Well, I don't want to gloat, but yes, it has been known.
Were these healthy guys to begin with?
Well, they weren't athletes such as yourself, but they certainly weren't weaklings. And why do you ask?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe... No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Back to work.
Yes, we must get back to work, Sam.
Yeah. I don't want to beat this thing to death here, but... when these guys went, were they like, smiling?
Ear to ear. And that was the grumpy one.
I'll be darned.
So, what happened?
Everything's okay, I guess.
Sam, are we ever going to get to this cave?
Hmm? Oh, right, yes, right.
Oh, so you're going to take my daughter sightseeing?
Well, only if it's okay with you.
I think it's an absolutely wonderful idea.
Well,
besides, it will take your mind off what you really want.
Yeah, maybe. Well, Caroline, it's just you and me off to the famous Cape. Here we go. Do you mind if I ask you kind of a personal question here?
What's that?
Can you tell me, how did your father die?
Oh. Well, the coroner said it was a heart attack. But we all know it was Mommy's passion that killed him.
Well, that's tragic, huh?
Yes. I suppose that's why I hate sex so.
Hmm.
The very idea gives me the chills. Well, let's go.
Didn't you? Where were we?
Thank you.